Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
All right, let me find a pastor who's going to be answering our question for today. Pastor Maxwell Zulu is going to be answering our question for today. And our question for today is a fairly comprehensive one. So please take your pens and write this one down. And then I'm going to introduce you to our guests in the studio. I did not know this was a pleasant surprise. People I was in Livingston with, I hear like a tale that followed me. I'm so happy. All right, Pastor Maxwell Zulu is going to join us in a short while. But... in fact, let me do that. Let them come sit at a mic. They need to introduce themselves to you and give you a bit of what we're talking about, and then we'll get into the question. Is there a pair of headphones there? I want you to hear the question where it comes. Sir, go ahead. You go first. Tell them who you is.
Hi, people who are listening to SID Media?
Yes.
Radio?
Yes. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media, correct?
Exactly.
Yes.
My name is Teddy Chiaka.
Yes, Teddy.
I'm from Angola.
Right.
Just coming from Livingston, Zambia.
Right, right. We were together in Livingston preaching there. Yeah. In your site, how many did you baptize?
We baptized 18.
18 people. Souls. Yeah. Okay. Yes. All right.
That
all
was
right.
Nice.
All right. Thanks, Teddy. Go ahead.
Hello, people. My name is Enrique Romeo, and I'm coming from... Angola.
Yes, Enrique.
And I was in Livingston also to do the training and right. Evangelism.
Right. All right, thank you very much, Enrique. Now, I'm going to find... I'm struggling to get my pastor on the line, but don't worry, we're going to have them give us some perspectives why we're still getting to the pastor. Our question for today is... it is commonly... listen to the question, guys, because I need you to answer this. It is commonly said that on earth, the plant we're on right now, there is only one true religion. If there is God, why would he allow to the creation of so many false faiths to distract us from that one true path? Did you hear the question?
Yes, I got a question.
Enrique, did you hear the question? Let me ask the question again, because I want you guys to listen to the question and answer it, and then the pastor will come through and give us the final authoritative answer. Go ahead. The question is, it is commonly said that on earth, there is only one true religion. And this person goes on to say, if there is a God, why would he allow us to create, or why would he allow the creation of so many false faiths to the destruction of everybody, to distract us from our true path? That's our question for today. Enrique, did you get that?
Yes.
Teddy?
I did. Thank you, I did. I'm just here checking my Bible to answer according to the Bible.
All right. No problem. I like that. Oh, by the way, while you're checking your Bible, go ahead.
Because the Bible is always answer for
absolutely
for certain questions.
One of our mottos we're using in Livingston is that if it's in the Bible, I believe it. If it is against the Bible,
it's not for me.
So that's why Teddy is using the Bible to answer. Go ahead, Teddy. What's your answer?
My answer is Apocalypse 14, verses 12.
Okay.
My Bible is in Portuguese, but...
Apocalypse. Okay. Go ahead.
Let me open the English version so that we can stay together.
Yes.
Because Portuguese, I think many people will not understand.
No problem. Enrique, do you have your Bible in front of you?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
I'm checking. I'm looking for the verse.
Not a problem. These are the guys that we were with for the 10 days of us preaching. All of them, by the way, they were preaching as well. And as you may be, I'm the one who is not a pastor. I'm the one who is not a preacher. But they all made us preach there. So you'll hear anointed men of God to respond. Go ahead, Teddy.
Okay, when you read the Revelation 14,
right,
verse 12, it says, he is the patience of the saint. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus.
Yeah.
So, when we talk about religion,
yeah,
we are talking about those who keep what God says.
Right.
So, us as a man, because of sin,
right,
we are now disturbing what God says.
Right.
That's the reason why, because us, the human being, they have, it's like a freedom,
right,
to make choice.
Right, right.
So, the problem is that because of sin,
yeah,
some people do that because of money.
Yeah.
Some people they do that just to gain some money, yeah, some to become a famous people.
Right, and rich.
So the reason into the truth is what make a confusion between human beings.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
Yes, I would like to share another verse.
Yeah.
Matthew chapter 24.
Right.
Verse 11.
Yeah.
Says, and many false prophets shall arise,
yeah,
and shall lead many astray.
Okay.
Astray, yes. So we must to understand that about the true religion.
Right.
It's a conflict, no? With God and Jesus,
right,
who are they are leading their people to the truth,
right.
But we have also a devil who try to remove people from the truth,
right.
And then how the devil works? Normally, he doesn't do something strange,
right,
from the religion,
right.
Normally, he the devil, he create a thing very, very, very similar,
right,
with thing that God is doing, you know.
Okay.
God is a church, and the devil also create another church.
Okay.
God is a books.
Yeah.
And devil writes another books.
Okay.
So we have God leading his people, yeah, to the truth.
Yeah.
But we must to be aware,
yeah,
and the conscience that God, the devil, is also working and lead people away from the truth.
Got
and
it.
He will use very, very similar things.
Right.
That, yeah, it's like a knot.
Yeah.
No? If I want to save someone with money,
right,
I must to create another money,
yeah,
a false money, very, very, very similar. Similar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Similar. If no, I can to
deceive,
to save you.
I hear you.
This is the point.
Oh, okay. All right. The pastor is on the line, guys. Thank you very much. Don't go. I want to hear what the pastor is going to say. We do have Pastor Maxwell Zulu, who's going to be giving us an answer, some perspective on this very same question. You heard the evangelist in the studio with me. Pastor Zulu, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, and God bless you, and God bless the listeners. Are you able to get me there?
I am hearing you loud and clear, Pastor. So I want to give you the question, Pastor, and then you can answer it for us. You'll be giving us the final answer for the day. It says, it is commonly said that on earth there is only one true religion. If there is a God, however, why would he allow us to create, or the creation of so many false faiths, to distract us from our true path? What's your answer, Pastor?
All right. To begin with, this is a very versatile question.
Okay.
It's a very versatile question in the sense that when an Islamist is answering this question, he,
right,
will take it that they are the true religion.
Absolutely.
When a Buddhist is answering this question, they will believe they are the true religion,
right,
according to the implication of the question.
Right.
But I would take it from a standpoint of the Christian believer, that the allusion of the question is that Christianity is the true religion that the question is trying to,
yes,
presuppose.
Yes.
But the question really is, if there is a God,
Yeah.
Why would he allow to the creation of so many false faiths?
Right.
This is a very classic question in theology and philosophy. And actually, you may want to notice a few things that I may just outline.
Okay.
God is not a coward.
Yeah.
God is not a coward that he will want to cage humanity. So he gives humanity free will. That is, you can believe what you choose to believe.
Right.
He will not drag you to believe him.
Yeah.
He will not force you to believe who he really is.
Right.
And so the first reason is that God created us with a free will. After Adam and Eve sinned, you find the Mesopotamian religions, the Egyptian religions, you find many other false religions coming up. There's a religion that was worshipping Baal,
right.
Ashtoreth, all those, God allowed it. But the question is, why would a God who knows that he has a true religion allow those to mushroom? First thing, that God allows for free will.
Okay.
He wants us to choose him not by force,
yeah,
but by choice, by conviction.
Right.
By conviction. And this is why even in today's world, you preach the gospel,
yeah,
and people are able to repent and convert.
Right.
So God doesn't want to just create robots. So the other one is God's sovereignty.
Okay.
God's sovereignty. Really. If you look at the whole arrangement of why would God allow many other religions to run with,
right,
his own religion, yeah, is that somehow, somewhere, he knows that the vacuum of the vacuum that he made man with,
okay,
will always leave man with a quest, yeah, of wanting to worship him.
Yeah.
His sovereignty borders on, he chooses what to do. We can't question him.
Okay.
So why would I ask God that he has let me become a mammon? He has let me become a Christian. He has let me become he's sovereign. Nobody can get into his realm and really question him.
Right.
So his sovereignty is one other reason,
yeah,
that he would allow that kind of a thing.
Okay.
One other thing that really is an issue is human interpretation of written word.
Okay.
Human interpretation of written word, of the written word, is what has seen to the creation of so many faiths, beliefs, and religions.
Right.
So there are many, 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 many religions. For instance, I'll give you Abrahamic religions.
Right.
That is Islam and Christianity. That simply borders on maybe the privilege of the word that the Islam have. And even in Christianity itself, we have many denominations with the same Bible.
Yeah.
So you will discover that it is the interpretation, human interpretation of the word,
right,
that causes the births of these many other religions. And God is just gracious. He would rather have a Catholic believer than an atheist. So okay. in his broadness of being, he knows that the truth is progressively spreading across the world.
Right.
But in as much as the truth is progressively spreading in the world, he would rather have not a barbarian, but a believer who believes in him. He may be an Anglican,
right,
and
right,
and whatsoever, because of the progressiveness of the truth. Of course, we know that there is a peculiarity of truth that the Seventh-day Adventist Church preaches, and this uniqueness of truth must spread to the world.
Okay.
But the fact that this uniqueness of truth is spreading to the world does not mean that other Christian faiths have detached truth all over themselves.
Okay.
So it is a broad question. He allows it, number one, because, yeah, of free will.
Yeah.
He's a sovereign God, and human misinterpretation, and God just allows things to run, but he allows for the progression of truth. And this is why even today you see people converting. Even today, when people hear the gospel, they convert to the truth that they hear.
Got it. Loud and clear. Thank you very much, Pastor. Appreciate your time and your insights. You know, it's the whole week, you and I, so I'm looking forward to your answer tomorrow. Have a wonderful day further, Pastor.
Thank you so much, and God bless.
Thank you very much, Pastor Maxwell Zulu, answering our question for today. And to our guests in the studio, thank you very much, Enrique. Thank you very much to you, Teddy. And we have another guest who just stumbled into the room. May God bless you too, man. May God bless you too.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.